This is Northwest News from KNKX. I'm Jennifer Wing. According to Washington's Economic Securities Department, initial weekly claims for unemployment have fallen sharply for the past 2 weeks. In addition, the total number of people in Washington collecting unemployment seems to have crested and is now starting to fall back. The state has also managed to claw back from banks slightly more than half the money paid out on a wave of recent fraudulent claims. But because of this anti-fraud effort, tens of thousands of unemployed people have had their payments put on hold as the state tries to figure out which claims are real and which are fake. 43-year-old Sabrina Holcomb, a laid-off IT worker in Lakewood, is one of the thousands of people stuck in financial limbo, and she is tired of waiting. She was receiving payments, but then this sole source of income was stopped in mid-May when the state asked her to verify her identity, which she did.
I've worked my entire life. I've never had to file for unemployment. And if this is the way that it goes, this puts a real bad taste in your mouth. And I'm afraid for my children. You know, what if this continues? What do I do?
Holcomb has lived in the same home for 6 years, and this is the first time she hasn't been able to pay the rent. Out of the tens of thousands of claims that are not being paid, the state estimates that at least 25,000 are fraudulent. The state says once all of this is sorted out, legitimate claims, like Sabrina Holcomb's, will be paid in full. Jennifer Wing, KNKX News.